弟兄姐妹平安。
平安。
Indeed, just now as the hymn that we have sung, many a times we have to quieten ourselves before God.
就像我刚才的诗歌所唱的，很多时候在神面前。
Yeah. Many times as we quieten ourselves, then we truly know what God wants us to do.
如果我们在神面前安静，我们知道才能够知道神真正想要我们做什么。
Let us commit this time to God.
我们来把以下的时间献给神。
Heavenly Father, I want to praise you because you are the Almighty God.
神，我们赞美你，因为你是全能的神。
You are not just the Almighty God, but you are also.The all-loving God. Oh Lord Jesus, we want to praise you because you are not just our Savior, but you are also our Redeemer and our best friend. Oh Spirit of the Living God, we want to praise youBecause you are not only our comforter, but you are also our teacher.
圣灵，我们感谢你，因为你不光是我们的安慰者，你也是我们的教导者。
And this afternoon, as we come before you, may you give us a listening ear and a teachable heart.
今天下午我们来到你面前，求你赐我们聆听的耳朵和受教的心。
And help us to be doers of your word, and not just hearers only.
让我们行你的道，不光是听你的道。
And may what we say bring glory to your name.
愿你的荣耀来彰显，在我面前。
I thank and praise you all this in Jesus' mighty name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督大能的名。
Amen. You know, in February last year, my family and I, we went to Vancouver for lunch and subsequently to Starbucks.
去年二月，我们一家去到了温哥华的市中心之后，吃饭，然后之后又去到星巴克。
After that, my daughter Josephine kindly offered to drive.Us home because, you know, she thought that I might be tired.
在那个之后，我的女儿 Josephine 跟我说，我愿意载我们回家，因为她觉得在吃完饭之后，清风弟兄已经是很累了。
But I told her, "Hey, I'm fine," and continue driving.
但是我告诉我的女儿说我没有问题的，我就自己开车。
And on.The way home, my wife, Ruth, asked me that she wants to stop at T&T.
回家的路上，我的太太美爱跟我说想去一趟大红花。
And while turning towards towards Coquitlam Center, I did not realize just how tired I was.
我要到了那个高贵人的中心，要转到大红花的时候，我完全没有意识到我是多么的疲劳。
You know, at that moment, my car went across the road divider and hit the front door of the car just next to me.
我的车开过安全岛，把我旁边那个车的车门前门给撞了。
At this moment, I panic.
那个时候我都吓呆了。
I wanted to press the brake.
我想踩刹车。
But instead,I stepped on the accelerator.
是我踩油门。
My car then moved forward.
我的车又往前开。
And then I hit another car.
然后我又撞了一个车。
Oh, I was stunned by what happened.
我被刚才所发生的事情都惊呆了。
But thank God, no one was injured.
但是感谢神，没有人受伤。
Thank God, I hit two cars.
感谢神，我。
Not two people. You know, looking back, the accident might have been avoided if I have simply let my daughter drive the car?
其实回头看一看，只要我让我的女儿开车，这个事故就不会发生。
From this experience, I believe God was teaching me two important lessons.
这件事情神教我两件很重要的事情。
Firstly, humility. When I'm tired, I need to be humble enough to admit it.
第一件事是谦卑。我累的时候，我必须足够谦卑来承认我累了。
Secondly, pride.
第二件事就是骄傲。
It was my pride, you know, 男子汉啊 the feeling that I must always be in control, always be in charge, that led to the accident.
就是感觉我要始终掌控局面，掌控主导权，才导致了这次车祸。
You know, today the voices of the world are calling out to all of us.
世界向我们所有的人呼喊。
You know, appetite says, be sensuous, enjoy yourself.
食欲说要尽情感受，好好享受。
The humanist said, be capable, believe in yourself.
人本主义说带有能力，要相信你自己。
And pride says, be superior, promote yourself.But what did God say?
神说什么?
God say, be wise, humble yourself.
神说要有智慧，要谦卑自己。
Yes, be wise, humble yourself.
是的，要有智慧，要谦卑自己。
In Saint Augustine, a Christian theologian and philosopher.One said that the three most important virtues in the Christian life are first, humility.
圣奥古斯丁是一个基督教的神学家和哲学家，曾经说过，在基督徒生命中有三件最重要的事情。第一件是谦卑。
Second, humility.
第二件是谦卑。
And finally, what you think?
最后一个
你们都很聪明。Also, humility.
最后一个也是谦卑。
Beloved brother and sister, why is humility such an important virtue in the Christian life?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，为什么谦卑在基督徒的生命中是
In James, the Bible tells us that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
在雅各书中，圣经告诉我们，阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And the Word of God also tells us in Matthew 23:12 that whoever exalts himself will be humble, and whoever humbles himself.Will be exalted.
马太福音二十三章十二节中也说到，凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
To put it simply, humility pleases God.
简单的说，谦卑讨神喜悦。
See, humility opens our heart door for God to work in us and through us.It allows His power, His wisdom, and His love to flow freely through us. You know, according to Andrew Murray, a well-known pastor and writer, humility is defined as the disappearance of self.In the vision that God is all.
根据安德鲁·穆里，他是一位著名的牧师和基督教作家，曾经定义谦卑是在神万有的意象当中，自我就消融。
And the Apostle Paul defined humility as it's not I, but Christ.
使徒保罗定义谦卑是不是我，乃是谦卑。
True humility and obedience is clearly shown by our Lord Jesus Christ when he prayed to his heavenly Father.
真正的谦卑是由我们的主耶稣基督树立了一个很好的榜样。当他在向他的圣父祷告的时候，
Jesus said, "Not my will, but yours be done."
耶稣说，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Having grasped the beauty of humility, let now turn our hearts and our mind to its opposite, that is pride.
我们刚才看到了谦卑的本善，现在我们把我们的心思转向谦卑的对立面，就是骄傲。
What is pride?
骄傲是什么？
See, C.S. Lewis, a British scholar and famous Christian apologist, described pride as the great sin and a spiritual cancer that spreads and damages everything in a person's life.
英国的学者，著名的基督教护教学家 C.S. Lewis, 把骄傲描述成一宗大罪和一个属灵生命的癌症，它会扩散和毁坏我们生命当中的所有的一切。
See, a proud person cannot truly know God.
一个骄傲的人是不可能真正认识神的。
Because his focus is always inward.
因为他总是关注自身。
It is always my accomplishment, my possession, everything, my.
他所有的都是他的，我的成就，我的所有，所有的一切都是关于他自己。
You see, pride keeps a person's eyes off God and fixed on himself.
骄傲使人的眼目远离神，而关注到自身。
So it prevents him from experiencing God's grace, mercy, and guidance.
骄傲阻止人经历神的恩赐、怜悯和引导。
See, a man once asked a wise teacher, "What is the most dangerous sin?"
有一个人问一个聪明的教师，什么是最危险的罪？
The teacher then placed a cup on the table and began pouring water into it.
这位老师把一个水杯放在桌子上，开始往里面倒水。
He kept pouring until the cup overflowed onto the table. Then he said, "When a cup is already full, nothing more can enter it."
他说，当杯子满的时候，没有别的东西可以再进入杯子。
The teacher explained.
老师解释说，
The same is true of the human heart.
人心也是一样。
When it is full of pride, full of self, full of our own opinions and importance, there is no room left for God to fill it.
当人心充满了骄傲，充满了自我，充满了自己的想法，那么就没有留下任何空间能够让神进入了。
You know, John Stott, a well-known pastor and theologian, wisely said this: "Pride is your greatest enemy. Humility is your greatest friend."
著名牧师和神学家约翰·斯托德曾经说过，骄傲是你最大的敌人，而谦卑是你最好的朋友。
You know, pride is like Goliath, your greatest enemy.
骄傲就像那个巨人歌利亚。
But humility is like the shepherd David, always trusting God.
谦卑就像是牧人大卫，总是信靠神。
You know, one of the greatest spiritual battles in the life of a believer is the struggle between pride and humility.
在基督徒生命中，一个最大的征战就是在骄傲和谦卑之间的。
See, pride was the first sin in heaven.
骄傲是天国中所出现的第一宗罪。
You know, the Bible in the book of Ezekiel and the book of Isaiah describe the first sin in heaven.
在圣经以西结书和以赛亚书中都提到天国的第一宗罪就是骄傲。
See, before his fall, Lucifer was a perfect creation of God.
在堕落以前，路西法是神最完美的创作。
The Bible describes that he is full of wisdom and extremely beautiful.
圣经形容路西法是蛮有智慧又特别的俊美。
You know, he is covered with all the different precious stones.
他的全身穿戴满珍贵的宝石。
太美了。And holding a high position in heaven. He was God's perfect creation in terms of wisdom, beauty, and status. Unfortunately, his beauty made him proud. His wisdom became corrupted. And he began to focus on himself instead of God. Beloved brothers and sisters, there's nothing wrong with blessing from God in terms of our possessions and gifts.You know, there's nothing wrong if you have a nice house. And there's nothing wrong if you drive a dream car like the one made in China. BYD, build your dreams.
You know?
And there's nothing wrong if sometimes the brother, you know, God created you to be like one of the famous actor, Xiao Zhan.Or like my generation. Wow, I think it's Guo Fu Chen. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, praise God, 感谢主. You know, but when our possession become our obsession,they not only weaken our devotion to God, they also lessen our compassion for others. And because of his sin of pride and rebellion, Lucifer was cast out of heaven from the presence of God.It was then that his name was changed to Satan. See, after Satan fall, he tempted Adam and Eve to commit the same sin of pride. And Adam and Eve, wanting to be like God, the Bible says, disobeyed God.And fell in the Garden of Eden. Beloved, ever since the fall, self-reliance and pride have been the ruin of mankind. What happens when God is ignored and left out of a person's life? The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 6 verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
在创世纪六章六节 看到这个结果是耶和华见世人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
The Bible makes it clear that when God is ignored, the human heart becomes corrupted.
圣经说得很清楚，当神被忽略的时候，人心就变得败坏。
See, every person begins to do what seems right in his own eyes, guided by self and not by God.
每个人都开始照自己眼中所看的，照自己判断所认为的，不是依靠神不对的事情。
And what is the result?
让他的后果是什么？
Chaos, terror, and is the world turned upside down.Without God at the center, humanity drifts into confusion and destruction.
如果不以神为中心，那么人类就会陷入混乱和毁坏。
Why we should not be proud?
为什么我们不应该骄傲？
See, in the book of Proverbs, King Solomon tells us that there are seven things that the Lord hates.And the very first thing on that list is pride.
在当中，所罗门王告诉我们，有七宗罪是神所恨恶的，而骄傲就是最大的那种。
You see, 一二三四五六七 ，the highest one is pride.
你看那个骄傲是在最高的地方。
So firstly, we must not be proud.Because pride is considered the deadliest of the seven deadly sins that the Lord hates.
首先，我们不应该骄傲，是因为骄傲被看作是七宗致死的最终最致命的那宗罪。
See, pride is the root of many other sins.
骄傲是其他很多罪的根源。
See, when pride enters the heart.It pushes God out of his rightful place and exalts the make I, the big I above the creator.
当骄傲进入我们的心，就把神从我们心中正确的位置推了出去，然后就使那个大的我升高，高过创造主。
Pride shuts the door of a person's heart to God's blessing.
骄傲关了我们的心门，使我不能领受到神的恩典。
And it's only humility that open our hearts to God's grace, mercy, and guidance.
只有谦卑才能打开我们的心门，领受神的恩典、赐福和引导。
And secondly, we must not become proud.Because our enemy Satan's number one weapon against us is pride.
第二点，我们不应该骄傲，因为我们的仇敌撒旦把骄傲作为他的第一武器。
He wants us to be full of self, me, myself, and I.
他撒旦希望我们满有自我，全部都是我。
我 you know, and.I always like to quote, Stephen Tong always say, 不要自大，自大一天你会爆炸。You know, like the balloon, 不要太大，太大你会爆炸。And what is God's best defense against Satan is humility.
而神帮助我们。抵挡撒旦攻击的第一个武器也是，就是谦卑。
You know, how can we overcome and defeat the evil one?
我们怎样才能战胜胜过那个魔鬼呢？
The Bible gives us a clear instruction in James chapter 4 verse 7.
圣经当中雅各书给了我们一个清晰的答案。
It says, submit yourself to God,Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
所以你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃走了。
First thing first, submit to God.
第一件事情就是顺服神。
Humble yourself under his mighty hand.
在他那里手下谦卑。
Then resist the devil and stand firm in God's strength.
然后是抵挡魔鬼，在神的大能当中站立得稳。
Do this, and the Bible promises the evil one will flee from you.
做到以上，圣经承诺我们，魔鬼必定离开我们逃跑。
Beloved brother and sisters, the sequence is very important. First, submit to God. Then, resist the devil. And then he will flee from you. Now I would like to invite all of us to rise. Let us sing the song. 要依靠主。谢谢，请坐。You know, Napoleon Bonaparte was the first emperor of France and one of the world's greatest military leaders.
拿破仑·波拿巴是法国第一任皇帝，也是世界上最伟大的军事领袖之一。
Under his direction, the French army won numerous victories against their enemies.
在他的指挥下，法国军队赢得了无数的胜利。
And in the year 1812, Napoleon planned to invade Russia.
1812年，拿破仑计划入侵俄罗斯。
And he was repeatedly advised by his military advisor not to invade Russia.You know why?
知道为什么?
The reason was that the geese are flying off early from Russia.
原因是那些鹅今年早早的飞离了俄国。
And let me ask you, when the geese start flying off from Coquitlam, what does it mean?什么事情要发生呢？啊，注意了 ，Winter is coming， 很聪明。But this Napoleon so proud, you know. The advisor told him it's an indication there is going to be an early winter in Russia.
拿破仑太骄傲，虽然他知道那个意味着俄罗斯会有一个。
And Napoleon rejected the advice and began his attack on Russia. And because of the severe winter and other related factors, Napoleon's fighting force of 600,000 men ended up with just 10,000 soldiers fit for battle.
他最开始的60人军队，后来只剩下了10万。
You know, Napoleon's pride finally resulted in his downfall, and he surrendered to the Allied forces in 1814.
拿破仑的骄傲最终导致了他走下坡路，在1814年的时候向同盟军投降。The
Bible tells us, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
圣经告诉我们说，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
You know, speaking of pride and humility, I would like to mention all of us why sometimes God allows pain to come into our lives.
接下来我想说一说为什么有时候神允许苦难进入我们的生命当中。See,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, Paul speaks of a thorn in his flesh.
在哥林多后书12章7节当中，保罗提到他肉身上的一根刺。
And 3 times he asked God to take it away.
他向神祷告3次，想要神移除这颗刺。
I believe it must be 很痛苦, you know? I believe Paul must be suffering.
我相信保罗肯定很痛苦。
You know,
很受折磨。
That's why one time he asked God not enough. 2 times, 3 times, but God still say no.
所以他求神一次还不够，他求了第二次、第三次。
You know, in the Bible, Paul himself, not this Paul, huh? Paul himself gave us the answer for the purpose of the thorn.
在圣经当中，保罗使徒保罗本身，他也给出了肉身上这个刺的答案。
He said, to keep me from exalting myself.
保罗说，刺是让我不要自高。See,
God's goal in allowing the thorn in his flesh was to prevent the apostle Paul from being proud and to keep him humble.
神允许这颗刺存在在保罗的身上，是使保罗能够保持谦卑，不要自高。
Who was the Apostle Paul?
使徒保罗是什么样的一个人？
You know, he was a student of Gamaliel, one of the most respected teachers of Jewish law.
他是犹太律法最著名的老师，加玛列的学生。
You know, in today's context, wow, Paul is trained under the best lecturer in Harvard University of Law.
用今天的话来讲，保罗就是在哈佛大学法学院师从最好的老师。
And he met Jesus personally on the way to Damascus, and he was commissioned personally by our Lord to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
他在去大马士革的路上亲眼见到耶稣，而且他被我们的主亲自呼召，成为向外邦人宣讲福音的使徒。
And he was led by the Holy Spirit to write many of the books in the New Testament.
被圣灵感动，他写下了在新约当中的很多部书信。
And the, one of the most famous books is the book of Romans.
他最著名的书信之一就是罗马书。See,
and he also experienced the miraculous power of God when he survived a poisonous snake bite.
保罗在被毒蛇咬的时候，他经历了神的大能。See,
with Paul's education, personal encounter with Jesus, and miraculous power, it is so easy to see how the apostle Paul could be tempted to become very, very proud.
他以保罗的教育背景和个人与耶稣基督的经历和他行使神迹的能力，我们可以很容易的看出来，使徒保罗呢是很轻易的，是有可能很轻易的被诱惑成变得骄傲自大。
So to keep Paul from exalting himself, he was given a thorn in the flesh by God.
所以为了使保罗不要自高，神给他在肉身上的这根刺。
And knowing the dangers of pride and the blessing of humility, how then can we cultivate a heart of humility?
现在我们认识了骄傲的害处和谦卑的给我们带来的赐福，那我们怎样子才能养成一颗谦卑的心呢？
Firstly, I believe that one of the fastest way to humility is to follow the example set by our Lord Jesus Christ.
首先我相信最快的办法就是跟从效法我们主耶稣基督的样式。
It's not just listening to Jesus, but applying it in our life.
不光是听耶稣的话，而且也是应用在我们的生活当中。
See, the Bible tells us that Jesus, the Son of Man, did not come to serve, to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
圣经告诉我们说，人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
See, before the Last Supper with his 12 disciples, when they are in the upper room, Jesus stood down and washed his disciples' feet.
他在最后的晚餐之前，在那个楼上的房间，耶稣基督跪下来洗门徒的脚。
You know what does it mean by washing the disciples' feet?
你知道给人洗脚意味着什么？
You know, according to the Jewish law, the washing of feet was a task regarding as so degrading that even the Jewish slave did not have to do it.
根据犹太律法，给人洗脚是如此低贱的一件事情，甚至连犹太人的奴隶都不会做。
It was exclusively reserved only for the Gentile slaves.So in the upper room, Jesus took off his outer clothes, picks up a towel and a basin, and he then get down on his knee to wash his disciples' feet.
看在那个楼上的房间，耶稣基督脱去他的外套，拿着毛巾和水盆，跪下来给他的门徒洗脚。
Jesus then said to his disciples.You see, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. In other words, Jesus is saying, be like me. See, if we want to be like Jesus, we must be like him.We must be willing to serve others, even in the tasks that no one else wants to do. You know, serving God is not always about standing on a pulpit, preaching to the congregation, doing something everybody can see.But serving God means being willing to do the small and the unnoticed tasks that nobody else wanted to do. And secondly, if we want to cultivate a heart of humility, we must always look to Jesus.
第二点，如果我们想养成一颗谦卑的心，我们必须
You see, when we look at people who seem more successful, more talented, more blessed, more good looking, you know, it's so easy to be discouraged, you know. You know, we begin to feel that we are not good enough. So those thoughts can lead us to discouragement, and the worst can even become depression. But on the other hand, when we look at people who seem to be struggling more than we are, another danger appears. We may begin to feel proud. So deep in our hearts, we may say, at least I'm doing better than them. So why should we look only unto Jesus? Because only He can give us the right perspective in life. When we look at Jesus and measure our lives against His life, we begin to see two things very clearly. Our needs and His grace. Looking at Jesus humble us. We realize how much we still need to grow in our life. But at the same time, it encourages us. Because His strength becomes our strength, and His grace is sufficient for us. So in closing, let me summarize what we have learned today. What is pride? C.S. Lewis, a Christian apologist, described pride as the great sin, a spiritual cancer that can spread and damages everything in a person's life. And what is humility? Andrew Murray defined humility as the disappearance of self in the vision that God is all. And the Apostle Paul defined humility as it's not I, but Christ. And John Stott, a well-known pastor and theologian, wisely said this: pride is your greatest enemy. Humility is your greatest friend. And pride was the first sin in heaven. It began when Lucifer, the perfect creation of God, became so obsessed with his beauty and wisdom that he rebelled, wanting to be like God. Beloved brothers and sisters, as we say, there's nothing wrong with blessing from God in terms of our possessions and gifts.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
See, have a house, have a car, have a nice look. Nothing wrong, nothing wrong. Thank God. But when our possessions become our obsession, it will weaken our devotion to God and lessen our compassion for others. And why should we not be proud? Because pride is considered the deadliest of the seven deadly sins that the Lord hates. And secondly, we must not be proud because pride is Satan's number one weapon against us. And the Bible tells us that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And why are there sometimes pain in our lives? Like the Apostle Paul, we sometimes experience pain that God allows in our life to keep us humble. And how to cultivate humility in our lives? We must learn to be like Jesus. Be willing to serve others, even in the tasks that no one else wants to do. And finally, to cultivate humility in our lives, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. Every time we are tempted to look at ourselves, you know, every time we are tempted to look at me, myself, and I, let us take three good looks at our Lord Jesus. Let us look to Him, the source of all our ability. Let us look to Him, the source of all our wisdom. Let us look to Him, the source of all our blessings. Beloved, let us therefore look to Him. Live through Him. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And let us all glory and praises be given unto Him. So remember, look to Him, live through Him, and let all glory be given unto Him. Amen. Okay, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. You are the Almighty God. Although you are the Almighty God, but you humble yourself. You even sent your only begotten Son to die for us on the cross.
Uh,
O Lord Jesus, we thank you that you willingly lay down your life for us. And we want to give you all the thanks and the praise and the glory. Indeed, teach us to always come before you with a teachable heart and a heart that is humble and teachable. May our life be one that shows how much you love us, how much you care for us, and how much we should learn to be like what the apostles Paul say, it's not I, but Christ. We pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢夏丁。